褒め
薄いのアホ。
スープリズムパワーメイクアップカードレ
ディー。 Welcome to Shoujo and Tell, where we discuss shoujo manga and tell who's hot and who's not, talk about themes, and just generally geek out. Today, July 29th, 2018, we'll be recording our first ever preview guide about the first volumes of Fruits Basket Another by Natsuki Takaya and Sacrificial Princess and the King of Beasts. We're just going to accept that because this is like my fifth take and we're going with it.
I think it's more than five.
Whatever. And it is by Yu Tomofuji. I'm your host, Ashley McDonald, and that person who's laughing at me for taking six tries to do this is Asher Softman.
You laughed at yourself more than I laughed
did.
At you.
I just can't words today.
I know. It's okay. You won a hockey tournament. I think everyone should, like, celebrate you and not despair.
Yes, don't despair. I also got hit in the face, so that's why I can't words. And okay, so what is a preview guide? I mean, I guess it's like a review of the first volume of manga. Why are we doing a preview guide? I think I have multiple reasons. And I think that, like, individually, they don't really matter. But together, they, like, they form something. So, like, I want to talk about more recent manga. We talk about mostly, like, classics. You know, we got, like, Banana Fish and OG Fruits Basket will be coming up shortly. And I just wanted to be more on top of more recent manga. I also think that only having episodes every other week is, like, a little slow, even though I definitely cannot manage to up main episodes more than that, because reading, you know, tons of manga a month, like, I got other things to do, too. And I also wanted to do giveaways, so we're gonna do giveaways. Somebody will be able to win both of these volumes that I have purchased, both digitally and physically, so you will get the physical volumes. And that'll be fun! Yay, fun!
I mean, that's pretty cool. I'd love to be gived away a book.
Yeah, everybody loves free books. Free books are dope. What's up?
They are. Also, everyone, like, go to your local library, support libraries, but also join this giveaway.
Yeah, I mean, you can do all the things. Like, I'm reading Banana Fish from the library. That's, I use all the things. All the books come to me in many ways. And I guess I will say that, you know, if you don't win the giveaway, but you do want to read these series, they are both published by Yen Press. So we decided to talk about Sacrificial Princess first to keep everybody in suspense about Fruits Basket, which we know everybody cares about. Woo! That wasn't accurate.
I mean, how many of you have heard of Sacrificial Princess and
exactly.
The Beast King?
I didn't know about this series. Okay, I think Volume 2 came out this July month that we are recording in. But it has at least 5 volumes out from what I could see. So there's probably at least 6. So I was like, okay, I mean, that's pretty legit. I don't know, but I've never heard of it before. That's why we're doing a preview guide. See, I got to keep on top of my shoujo mangas. Do you want to say what it's about, Asher? You're better at that.
Do I want to?
I'm going to make you. So.
All right. That's fine. That's fair. There's 2 worlds, basically. Or 2 places. There's the regular human world, which is like vaguely medievalish, not quite, but like, let's call it fantasy light.
Yeah.
And then there's the Beast Kingdom, which is literally underground, I believe. Some of it's a little like hard to interpret visually, but in the Beast Kingdom, it's not really hell so much as it's like where all these animal people live. And the King of Beasts has been demanding a sacrifice of a girl from the human world in order to maintain this peace between the human and the beast kingdom, because
there was a war.
There was a war, and then there was peace. But the beasts were unhappy with the peace, and they thought that the king was making, like, too many concessions to the humans, who the beasts are absolutely sure they could wipe out. So they sort of pressured the king into doing this, like, horrible thing to keep the humans in their place. So it was this certain town's turn to send a sacrifice, and they sent this girl named... Seraphy?
I mean, it's clearly riffing off of Sacrifice, so that's how I read it.
Oh, really? I See, I read it first as like Seraph, which is why I can't remember what it actually is.
I mean, it was spelled S-A-R-I-P-H-I.
Right. Which does not mean sacrifice. It means angel. It's a type of angel.
Whatever. The word sounds like sacrifice. That's clearly what it was going for.
Right. It's just confusing because now I can't remember her name. I just think of her as Seraph, which is angel. Which, you
know, she's also that.
Like, yeah. She also looks 12.
Problematic. Because the Beast King definitely is not 12.
Right. She gets sacrificed, which means she gets, like, taken down to the Beast Kingdom and chained up. And, oh, she's going to die on the Blood Moon Night or whatever it was called. but she is the first girl that was absolutely unafraid of the Beast King. And he was like, you are utterly bizarre, because she is. She is utterly bizarre.
She's bizarre.
She's so weird. He's weird, too, but, like, in a slightly more understandable way.
Yeah.
Right. And he's taken by her fearlessness, and he's like, okay, you can stay in the palace until it's time to kill you. And she's like, cool. All right, whatever. But, like, all the beasts are very unhappy with this. And naturally, the king just sort of, like, falls for her. Not necessarily in a romantic way. Like, all of this, like, yes, it's obviously supposed to be romantic, but it doesn't have to be read that way until the
end. It definitely wants you to read it that way.
Sure, but some of us aren't comfortable shipping 12-year-old girls with Beast Kings.
With Beast Kings, yeah. He has a human form.
Well, I was getting to that.
Okay.
It turns out that the reason... No, wait. The sacrifices have been going on for a while, I think, but this particular king, it's an inherited title as... Because for some reason that carries over to the animal kingdom. This particular king is actually half human. And on the night of the Beast Moon or whatever, he turns into his human form, which is not fully human, but whatever.
He has horns still, yeah.
Right. And what he's been doing has been letting these girls free and, like, injuring himself so that all the beasts think that, oh, a human has been slain because they smell this human blood that is actually their king's blood. So... he does that, but this little girl is like, I honestly would rather die than go back to
where
like,
I was. Yeah, like, please kill me.
Please, just eat me. Just do it.
That was the best line, just by the way. The way that that line is delivered, hilarious.
It's really funny, like, but not, I don't think it was meant to be.
I don't think it was meant to be manga, funny. No.
This whole manga is... It's an exercise in laughing in disbelief.
Yes. Which, like, honestly, I'm cool with. I was like, yeah, I'm having fun laughing at this. Like, what's
right.
up?
So anyway, she asks him to eat her, and then he's like, you know what? You're my queen now.
Yeah, we're you want me to eat you, do you?
Uproar in the Beast Kingdom, and the rest of this volume is sort of her trying to... Well, not... She doesn't really try, but... It's
like slice of life trying to get beasts to like that. You.
Yeah. Slice of life as a human consort to the king in the Beast Kingdom.
Yes. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
And I don't know. I've been reading it like, yes, it's supposed to be romantic. They're going to get married.
They are going to have the sexy times eventually.
He did quote, eat her, unquote.
Yeah, wait, what was that bit?
In another visually difficult to interpret panel.
Thank you. Because I was like, what does this mean?
I think what happened is he bit her shoulder, or maybe they made out. Maybe they were necking, like, super hard to tell what was happening there. I want to say they didn't have sex, but I also want to say they're never going to have sex. Because
they definitely
12.
Are.
yeah. Yeah, they definitely are, because sex got brought up at the end. So my
your goggles just got like knocked
off. My adherence to denial is crumbling towards the end there. Yeah.
Can we agree that Psy and Klops are the best characters?
Oh, absolutely. Psy and Klops are her little they're her literally the what are those called? When you have a ball and chain, like, yeah, it's a ball, but, like, is there a name for it?
Probably,
they're the weights.
Yeah.
The weights and the guards that were on her chains But they're animals. They talk.
They talk, and they're the best.
I loved the thing at the omake at the end where she was the, where it was species swapped, and they were little human kids, and that was great.
Read it just for them. They're the best.
I wouldn't read it just for them. They don't have quite that much screen time.
They got a decent amount of screen time. Okay,
they're
so
like, they're there a lot. They don't have lines a lot.
I think generally I was very confused about the pacing of this manga. Like, I, it was just like, you know what? Straight to the coupling. Straight, like, screw all these mysteries. Like, there are still mysteries. But it was just like, this is not the interesting part. This interesting part is sexy times, right? And I'm like, no!
See, I don't even think they're toting sexy times as the interesting part. Although, I mean, who knows where that last chapter is going to lead into in the next volume. But I think the interesting part is what I'm reading as two very lonely, abused children. Like,
oh, I mean, certainly.
Carving a place for themselves in the world by carving a place for the other. Aww. To be themselves.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I found compelling in this. But the rest of it is so, like, off the wall. Like, not that the concept is so different from anything else I've ever seen. Like, I don't think it brings anything new to this story trope. But, like, her motivations in particular are kind of weak, I feel.
Yeah, she's like, I was brought up as a sacrifice, so, might as well.
Right.
Okay. But now she's like, I want to just stay with his... Okay, she definitely currently does not feel romantic feelings for him. I do strongly believe that.
I am less sure. She certainly felt jealous of whoever that princess was.
The princess lady.
The, like, cat. Egyptian cat princess lady who yeah. tried to get in his bed.
Fair enough. I mean, it's all just so fast. I don't know. I just wanted this relationship to be slower. Calm down, manga.
One thing I did appreciate about Sarafi, is that it? There's an A in there.
There's
I don't
an
know
A,
where
it yeah. It's S A.
Okay. About her utter weirdness is how unafraid she was at the beginning, because, like, I don't have time to sit through, like, sniveling, you know?
Yeah. Neither does the Beast
I like
King.
That.
I mean, there's also, like, I don't know, the art is pretty, right? We can
the agree. Art is pretty.
Yeah.
It's very nice to look at.
Good looking beast, sure. Like,
I wasn't as, like, intrigued by his human form or his beast form. The art is, like, it's pretty, but it doesn't stand out, is how right. I feel about it.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about the story as well. Not that I feel the story is pretty. I think it's the opposite of that. Like, it's, if you're reading it, I'm reading it as, like, this tale of what happens when two abused people fall in love, like, and not as a model for what a happy relationship should be. But even then, like, eh.
Eh. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just the art doesn't stand out, but it's, like, pretty. And I feel like this manga is titled Sacrificial Princess and the King of Beasts. Like, I feel like you know what you're getting from that title, to be honest.
Yes, it's pretty clear.
Pretty clear what you're getting
you
yourself into.
Up, you know what you're getting yourself into.
You know exactly. But, like, okay, so I just told you that there are at least 6 volumes of this, right? Possibly, uh-huh. I think it's still ongoing. So, like, where do you think it goes from here? Like, what is its story trajectory?
I think the ultimate end goal is gonna be the Beast King does not stay in his Beast King form. But I don't think they're going to live in the human world. I think some kind of give and take is going to happen between these two realms. I don't know what that's going to look like, because so far, everyone besides the king and her are jerks.
Yeah, and we've only really seen, I mean, we did go to the human world, but for the most part, we've been in the beast world, being beasts.
Right. And ultimately, like, yeah, there isn't that big a difference between the humans and the beasts. So, I don't know. I don't feel like anything interesting is gonna happen.
It's just gonna be these one-off episodes of them, like, slice of in the life of sorry, like,
no, I think politics are gonna happen. I just don't think it's gonna be anything I haven't seen before.
Right, they're probably gonna like try to kill her at some point. They have to. Some
You know what this reminds me of?
No, I don't.
Red River.
Oh, I haven't read that one, but many people have spoken about it.
Kind of reminds me of that, because that's another. It's like Fushigi Yugi, like a girl, a normal girl. Well, she's not so normal in this case, but a normal girl goes to this other place that's very dangerous and sort of proves herself to be canny and intelligent and strong and blah blah blah. It's not totally happening here, but like a normal girl is put in a position of power by her relationship, and that is what's happening here for sure.
That's definitely happening here. Yeah, I just feel like the plot trajectory is gonna be like, and a princess tries to kill her, and like they run away to the human world. Huh? You don't think it'll be a princess?
I don't think it'll be that princess.
Oh well. There's plenty of other princesses to come. Maybe it'll be Anubis, a little jerk.
My brain put that together as maybe Anubis would be a princess. And I was like,
amazing. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what those beasts do over there. That would be great. I'm doing this prediction segment primarily. I really hope that this podcast goes on for a while. And that some of them actually finish and then we, like, cover them on the podcast. And I want to see how horribly wrong the predictions go.
I mean, I think it's going to go into some real messed up territory well. I don't think it's going to be cute stuff all the way down. We've got horrible stuff that happened to her. We've got horrible stuff he was put through as a king who had to hide his identity all this time. This author is not afraid to go to those dark places. I think she?
Yeah, I assume.
Yeah, you can't assume. Wants to go to those dark places, but wanted to establish some, like, world building first.
Right. It could definitely go the way of Shoujo, where it's like, here, I had this whole premise setup thing. All right, throw that out the window. Now we're getting real. Like, there's always the, like, dark turning point, I feel, in a lot of things. And this definitely is set up to hit that.
Yes.
And I am actually mildly intrigued to, like, I don't know. I never would write off a series based on one volume of anything, to be honest. That's, not the person I am.
Right. And I think it hit a turning point in the final chapter, so it's very hard to say where it'll go.
Yeah, so, like, I'm actually fairly curious to see, like, what the resolution of the end of this volume is, at least. And then if that didn't satisfy me, I'd be like, okay, maybe I wouldn't want to read this anymore. But generally, I was like, I laughed enough at this. Like, it's been ongoing long enough for me to be like, I'd read this. Like, I'd keep going.
You can tell me if I'd like it. I've read a lot of manga. Like, there was a very, like, non-discerning part of my young life where I read a lot of manga like this.
I see.
And, like, I am not feeling the urge for more. It's not exactly that I'm writing it off. It's just, like, I'm not saying it's bad. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, it's not what I want right now, you know? There's a feel I have, I think, about, like, whether something is going to really turn in a way that's new and interesting. To me, like, anything's going to be new and interesting if I haven't experienced it before. But I think the things that this is setting up are things that I have seen before in manga, in manhwa, in fan fiction.
Yeah.
In Beauty and the Beast.
In Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely playing off that. Let's be real here.
Yeah. His character design is very beast-like, except Beast was more distinctive.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that this is, like, a good manga for people who perhaps, like, really like these particular tropes, but I don't think it's going to blow anybody's mind, would be my first volume review of that.
Yeah, and I think exploring the, learning how to love in a healthy way aspect, if it does that, could be cool. I can never trust manga to do that.
Don't anymore. Trust manga to do that, no. No. Don't. That's no, not no, what no. we come here for.
No.
Oh, boy. Okay, but you mentioned fan fiction, so I think we should go to Fruits Basket Another, which I'm pretty sure is just, like, official fan fiction of Fruits Basket. Like,
Is it not the same author?
It is the same author, but, like, come on! It's just, fiction. Like, it's still...
It's not fan fiction.
Okay. It's fan fiction. It's fan fiction... It's no. Okay. You explain what Fruits Basket Another is about.
I think to do that, I would need to explain what Fruits Basket was about. No. I don't remember enough about Fruits Basket to say what it was
goodness.
About.
Well,
all right. Fruits Basket okay. was about this family, the Somas, who I don't really remember how this worked, but 13 members of the family, if they were hugged by a member of the opposite sex, they would turn into an animal of the Chinese zodiac, with the 13th being the cat, who also turned into a monster.
Yes.
Actually, does Kyo ever turn into a cat? Like a normal cat?
Yeah, he turns into a normal cat.
Okay. It's been a long time.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember if I read this in college?
I don't remember.
All right. So it was at least 6 years, possibly more than 10. So anyway, this girl, Toru, who is not a Soma, meets the Somas and gets sort of caught up in their life because she goes to the same school as a bunch of them. And for like, what, 28 volumes?
23, right. Calm down.
23 volumes. It's like, will she go for this one or this one? I guess it wasn't the full 23 volumes. She made her choice.
On. Yeah, she was about Kyo for the last like five at least.
Right. So that's a lot. Toru, I remember Toru as a very, very hard to relate to girl because her one feeling was like trying to make everything better.
Yeah, that's Toru.
Yeah.
And sometimes she gets a little sad.
Right. And she only started feling that way like late in the game.
Once it got dark, it takes a turn. It takes a turn.
Yeah,
now, right.
Yeah. Then there was this business with Akito, and I do not remember how that worked or what went down. Akito was like sort of the villain and sort of Buddha, and
it doesn't matter.
Even their name?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I was getting it confused with Akio from Revolutionary Girl Utena. Those names, man.
His name is Akito.
All right.
I definitely would not recommend that anybody read Fruits Basket Another if you haven't read Fruits Basket, because it's just going to be even more nonsense than it already is, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I would agree with that. But if you are reading Fruits Basket Another after 6 to 15 years of forgetting about Fruits Basket...
It's also a little bit of a struggle, yeah.
It's like a little bit of a struggle, but like...
You get it enough.
As long as you remember the gist of it.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
It's not so bad. And, like, they all have the same, like, exactly the same face almost. So, like, you know whose kid is whose. You know.
Well, only if you remember who the original characters were, which I don't.
Well.
So, I know, like, the four people that are in the school with main character Sawa Mitoma, which I had to go look up just now. I have a page of notes with all the names.
Yeah. So Fruits Basket Another, I would say, is basically, you know, you got the same school setup, girl who comes along and gets involved with these Soma people, except they are not cursed anymore. Yes, that is proven in this. She, like, hugs Kyo's clone slash child, whatever. Yeah, Hajime. He gets hugged. He doesn't turn into a cat. Lol, it's a joke. It's funny.
I loved her reaction to that, though. It's like, why?
I know. So it's like...
It was funny.
Fruits Basket Another is basically the story of Sawa Mitoma. She is very... She's definitely a depressed one.
Yeah, you think?
A little bit. She's like, I don't want anybody to notice me. I just want to sit here quietly because clearly I am a waste of space in life. And
Because she was told so.
Yes, because she was told so once as a child.
No, more than that.
Okay. Her mom is also mean to her.
Her mom is mean to her, and all her friends, like, literally abandon her and refuse to acknowledge her.
I'm so curious about the backstory about why that happened, but...
I am too. I have a theory.
Oh, yeah.
But we can get to that.
Okay. And then, for some reason, Yuki's son... Yes, son.
Mutsuki.
Mutsuki. And Kyo and Toru's son... Hajime, well, he doesn't really take it. Hajime is like, whatever. She's there. Mutsuki is a hard Japanese name for me to say. I don't want it to be a U. I don't want MU. That's weird. But yeah, he's for some reason, is all interested in Sawa and makes her, like, join the student council. And so they're on the student council together. Like, all the Somas are not on the student council. They're just, like, also in her class. They're all around the same age, apparently. They all go to high school. There's
not all of them.
Some of them.
Most of them. Most of the ones we met. Anyway.
Yeah. So we've also met, oh God, what's his name? The Ox Riku. Kids.
There's Riku and Sora.
Yes, and they are the Ox dude's children.
And the Ox and the Horse. Didn't they get married?
Oh, yeah. Is that a thing? Yeah. The depressive one?
Yeah.
So those Somas, they're all, like, interested in Sawa for some reason, and that's, like, the mystery, I think, is, like, why? What is going on?
Well, Mutsuki definitely started it.
But why? What's his deal? What is happening? Why do they care about this girl?
I think some of them
something happened
only...
clearly
yes.
in their past
yes.
With Hajime and Mutsuki. A la Toru's
yes.
mom and Kyo, I guess.
And maybe with Shiki also. Shiki was the one in middle school that didn't come to the party.
Oh.
I thought he was Akito's kid. I'm now unsure. He could be Hattori's kid.
Oh, no. The Wikipedia says that Shiki is Akito and Shigure's child.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That clears that up.
That's a thing. So you meet all these Somas, and there's some mystery about why, and they're all in the student council, and, like, they're not cursed, and I guess that's fun. Okay, real talk. My favorite parts of the manga were the, like, short skits that happened at the end of each chapter.
Huh.
And so part of me is like, Fruits Basket and Other should have been a 4-coma manga.
I don't know about that, because I think the chapters are necessary to, like, move things along.
Well, sure. They're necessary for you to then appreciate the dumb little, like, two-page things at the end. I should also say that Fruits Basket and Other is only 3 volumes long, last I checked.
Is it ongoing?
No. It stops at 3 volumes. Yes.
That is very appealing to me.
I know, right? That's why I'm like, definitely if you're into Fruits Basket, it's like, yeah, it's 3 volumes. Just read them. Like, you'll just
Oh, nice.
Do it.
Nice. All right. I can handle that.
Yeah. And, okay, you said you actually were very skeptical of liking this, but you did like it in the end.
Yes, because I didn't like Fruits Basket. But, I mean, all this time, Ashley's known me for a very long time, you have known that my problem with Fruits Basket was with Toru.
Okay, so I actually did not predict that you would like Sawa better, though. I thought you would be like, she needs to stop complaining or something.
She does, but she knows that. She's working to change it. I don't know that Toru ever actually really changed so much as she changed everyone else around her.
That's valid. But now everybody else is changing Sawa for whatever
right.
reason.
I like that. I like that already in, like, the first chapter she's taking steps to get better. Like, she realized that, or maybe not consciously, but, like, some part of her at least realized that she can't live like that and that her way of thinking is irrational. I also think her struggle is a little more relatable than Toru's.
Like, having a mean mom?
No. I think that her struggle of, like, not wanting to be seen is more relatable to me personally than Toru's whatever.
That's true. I've definitely... reading it, I was like, oh, I feel like I had these thoughts in the middle school or whatever, like, as a child.
It's hard to be a burden. She takes it to the extreme, but that's how Fruits Basket characters work.
That's definitely just Fruits Basket. its existence is that.
Yes. Like, Toru was like that, too, and I, like, understand that now that I'm a little older. But it did not compel me to like Toru.
That's fair.
I also like that the Somas this time around are all working together and like have that family camaraderie. Like, it's uplifting, you know? They love their parents. Aww. How cute is that?
How cute. They like each other, and it's good. It's good.
It's refreshing. It's super refreshing.
Yeah, and I think there are funny moments, and I mean they all have the same face, but that's just Takuya does not have a good range with that, so just accept it.
Yeah.
Kyoto is, you know, obviously my favorite.
Hajime. Yeah. Can I talk about Hajime's name? Like, that's so cool. He's the oldest, and he's the first to, like, make a new start after the curse is broken, is how I understand that. Although Kinu, I guess, is older than him.
Just ignore that. Just ignore.
Whose kid is Kinu? Please help me.
Oh, boy.
Also, were all the characters that were introduced somebody's child? It was really confusing. There were too many characters.
There were way too many characters.
That's always been a problem with Fruits Basket.
So, that's why it's like, if you read Fruits Basket right now, you'd probably appreciate Fruits Basket Another more, because you'd remember all the damn pairings that happened in it. And just generally all the people that were there, because there were a lot of people. It was like all the friends, plus all the damn Somas, plus everybody else. Too many people.
The people they had to throw in so that not everybody's having an incestuous cousin relationship.
Yeah. Like, you know, there were just, it was a lot. And you will see their faces and be like, yes, I remember that there was this character that looked like this. And it is their child. Right. And like, that's fine. That's good enough for me. You know, I was all about the Kyo and the Toru. So that's all I really care about.
Right. And Hajime is also my favorite of these new ones. Yeah, he's really, like, solid and likable, and, like, he's quiet but not mean, and then he, like, has those flustered moments. Like, he's a solid dude. I also really liked Sora.
Okay, that's what I thought you were. I thought you were going to say Sora.
She's great.
I was like, damn, Asher didn't say Sora. I'm so disappointed. I know you. I know your internal heart.
You do know me. You do know me.
I know. Sora's good because she's, like, she's just cute and has a little thing with her brother and funny. She's good.
There isn't actually a character I strongly dislike, which was not the case for Fruits Basket. I'm not into Ruriko very much.
Oh, well,
I also don't remember, like, her parentage, like, where she came from. She's a convenient plot device, I guess.
Yeah, to tell you about the legend of this. It's like, if in case anybody does read this without knowing Fruits Basket, you get Ruriko to fill you
in. It was helpful to me.
Maybe it's just a good way to remind people who did read Fruits Basket what's going on
here. Right, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know that this... it's so hard. Because I remember I did read... Spoilers. I did read Illegal Scans when this was coming out initially. I know. I'm bad. Bad person. It's fine. I've now bought two copies of Volume 1, everybody, so I think I've got it, okay? but I remember being, like, really bored by it, but maybe that's, like, I don't think it would work as a week-to-week thing, but, you know, a volume of it, you're like, yeah, it's solid. That's good. Or it would even be month-to-month thing. No, it was too slow that way. Way too slow.
I think also, like, I'm just more invested in the characters and not, like, the plot is, there is no plot.
There is no plot.
So, like, don't read it for the plot or the pacing. God, like, introduce 100 characters in one volume. Why don't you?
I don't. You got to get all them cameos in there, you know? I actually feel like she's not going to show us. Do you think Toru and Kyo and them are going to, like, be shown in the...
At the end.
Just a little cameo at the end.
They just want to show, like, it's going to end on, like, Toru smiling at Sawa and Sawa's smiling back.
Okay, that's a solid prediction right here. Like, that's... We'll come back in, like, 6 months.
Maybe they'll have their boys on their arms, you know?
Ooh. Okay, so is Hajime going to end up with Sawa? Is that...
I'm legitimately not sure. I think there are options. Oh.
You think Mutsuki could happen?
I'm not sure about Mutsuki, actually. Mutsuki is like number three on my possible list. Number one is Hajime.
Obviously.
Just because, like, he's the best, and, like, I would want her to get with him. He's a good dude.
Solid.
And they have more of those, like, cute bonding moments than the other characters have so far. Number two actually is Shiki, who we have, he's shown up for one panel. And only because I think that something went on with Shiki and Sawa.
Okay. I actually thought you were maybe going to throw in what's Sora's brother's name.
No, Riku? No.
No. Okay. The name is Riku? Okay.
Actually, the way to remember that is Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, right? I was about to say, why don't I remember that? Because I just played Kingdom Hearts 1.
Yeah, like, it's Riku and Sora because it's Earth and Sky.
Oh, boy.
What creative names for twins.
Yay! Listen. I'm slow today. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Hajime is going to end up on top here, but maybe.
Oh,
maybe Shiki comes around.
I don't think we know quite enough about Mutsuki to, like, really gauge his chances, because he's always, like, hiding behind that smile.
Yeah, he actually is the solidly one character design where you're like, okay, he is Yuki. Like, he's 85% Yuki, but there's a little bit different there. Like, you know? Yeah.
He's taller and a little more, like, filled out.
He's a little frillier. Something's going on there in his face.
Yes.
Yeah.
She did some solid work making him different from his parents.
Yeah.
Hatsuharu and Riku, she didn't even try.
Yeah, no. Hajime and Kyo, no difference.
I don't think so.
So.
My memory is of the earlier Fruits Basket volumes when they were all like spindly stick figures. Yeah. So like I can't be trusted about appearances, but I think it's in his bearing more than his appearance. Like, he's much calmer than Kyo.
Oh yeah. I did like when he told Mutsuki to go die in a fire. That made me laugh.
Right. A forest fire is calmer than Kyo.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair assessment. Yeah, so this Fruits Basket, another. Again, I really think you're getting titles in this preview guide episode. Not the strongest happening here. You get another Fruits Basket, but without, like, the whole gimmick that is Fruits Basket, it's, you know, it's whatever. And definitely if you liked Fruits Basket, if you want to have an excuse to reread Fruits Basket, this is a good one.
Yeah.
And it's only three volumes, so that's like 3 to 4 hours of your life. It'll be good. And again, we are going to cover Fruits Basket on this podcast soon. I am actually scheduled to have Jacob Chapman come and talk about it, because apparently he is the biggest Fruits Basket fan. So watch out, everybody.
Watch out.
It's going to be dope. Okay. So now we'll give info about this giveaway, because again, you can win both of these volumes. And
are you going to give away info about the giveaway?
Oh, it's painful. Okay. So this is our first giveaway. So I will admit that in the future, things might change. But for now, I'm going to go all out for this. Okay. So this episode will come out on a Wednesday, so you will have a week to enter. So you can enter the giveaway until August 8th of 2018, in case somebody stumbles upon this episode 2 years later. Don't want to confuse you. Problem with podcasts, they're forever.
That's true.
And then you will be able to enter on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. I don't feel like dealing with Facebook, so just Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. You can read the rules of how to enter on each of those. You know, doing all three will get you more entries. And then I wanna do a little test. So I'm gonna give a way to give entries only to people who are listening to this episode right now. It will give you three entries, since, you know, it's like more of a pain than retweeting something. So if you email me the phrase that I will say, you will get three entries into the giveaway. The phrase is, what is the phrase, Ashley? I don't remember. What did I write down? Oh, yeah.
Another sacrificial princess.
Yes. Another sacrificial princess. Some long words in there. I just mashed up the titles. You know, I might have to get more creative in the future, but for now we're going with that. So you can email shoujoandtell@gmail.com. Those three words, just like make the, you know, title of the email preview guide giveaway or something, and then put the body of the email, Another Sacrificial Princess. Make it an email that you will respond to in case I have to reach back out to you. Yeah, again, I want it to be through email so that people don't, so that, only to reward listeners, so like other people don't see what it is. And I'm making this giveaway open worldwide until maybe shipping costs make me think otherwise. But we'll find out. This one will definitely be worldwide. I won't like back out if the shipping is high, but future ones maybe. Yeah, so good luck if you feel like winning some free volumes of manga, which who doesn't, because books are awesome.
Books are the best.
Books are the best. Anyway, if you want to email other things to us at shoujoandtell.com, I don't know how to say the words shoujo, apparently. I don't know why anybody lets me have a podcast. Oh, boy. But yeah, if you want to, you know, email comments, questions, constructive criticism, concerns, anything like that, you can also email us. Or you can leave a comment on this episode by going to shoujoandtell.com/preview-guide-1. We are at shoujoandtell on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and Tumblr. I always forget to update it with Tumblr. And yeah, Asher, where can people find you on the internets?
Asher Dashery on Tumblr. And yeah, be on the lookout for new writing from me. It's going to happen. I don't know if The Thousand Tree is going to be actually producing finished quality content anytime soon, but as I continue working on it, I'll still do sketches and maps and maybe snippets of stories while I work on some other project. I'm thinking of writing some, you know, some good old romance novels.
Ooh.
So if you like romance, and who doesn't,
you're write some real
podcast, you know, this makes
stay
tuned.
Okay. Oh, and Asher will be on a future episode about Magic Knight Rare Earth. That episode is seriously coming. It's not a lie.
I was like, wait, we scheduled another recording? No. I remember.
It happened. Yeah.
It did happen.
It's going to come out eventually. Anyway, are you excited for that episode? Any other episodes you see from us? If so, please leave a rating, maybe even a review in iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or wherever the podcast can be found and the stars can be clicked, because that will help the podcast reach more hearts, or at least ears. Thanks again for listening. Our next main episode is not going to be about Magic Knight Rare Earth. It is going to be about it is going to be about Preacher by Junichi Saito and Kaori Naruse. Yeah, it's different than the anime, so prepare yourself. Snow White meets some other fairy tales in that one. So stay tuned until then. Bye.